From Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, February the 16th, 2010. Every week, Directions Media brings you the most current news, trends, and opinions on geospatial technology and all things location. This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief, today in our nation's capital of Washington, D.C.
And this is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor. I'm in Somerville, Massachusetts.
Today we'll look at the new features of Bing Maps, from updated imagery to augmented reality, and how geospatial professionals would use this new platform. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Develop and deploy web applications with ESRI web mapping APIs to integrate online maps and GIS tasks. For more information, visit www.esri.com/mapping APIs.
Recently, at one of the TED conferences, Blaise Aguera-Hidarcos, the product architect for Bing Maps, was demonstrating some of the new features of Bing, from panning and zooming improvements. And these panning and zooming improvements were due to an acquisition that Microsoft made of a company called Sea Dragon. It did some very interesting things, such as seamlessly arranging and manipulating digital photographs very, very quickly, a very unique feature. And some of the things he showed, like we're zooming from down from your typical regional map set up from a satellite view to a city level, and then bringing those views to kind of a 3D view, and as he described it, a kind of a Sim City-like view of buildings, and then zooming even further to the aerial obliques, and then finally to street views, maybe similar to some of the things you do see on Google, but I think a little bit more seamlessly than what we have seen, certainly more smooth transitions in the zooming capabilities. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, and then some of the other features that Bing has integrated into the new Bing Maps platform. Aguera-Hidarcos described in this new set of features was really a canvas of things that they could put on top of Bing, and some of the new applications that they're integrating into it, like mapping tweets and other things, traffic, some of the standard things like traffic and aerial imagery. It's a very new platform, and I think certainly what we would call an evolutionary process in looking at maps online. What we're seeing is Microsoft and Google trying to leapfrog each other in functionality. And so let's start with maybe just looking at the kind of the standard features that we've been typically seeing, where you're moving down from a satellite view to a 3D view. I think it's a radical improvement, and I like the platform.
Yeah, no, it looks great, and the integration of Sea Dragon. I don't think most people really care what's behind it, but just that it looks better. And certainly the reaction from folks covering the TED conference and those who've watched the video, which we'll provide a link to, was just wow. And a lot of people comparing, as you suggested, how does this compare to what's going on at Google? And many people are now giving Microsoft the edge.
I like coming in from a zoom into an aerial oblique. That, to me, is just a different perspective that I'm not used to seeing. I also think that the imagery was much more current than I had been used to seeing in Google, and I like that feature. What I want to talk a little bit about is, now this is great consumer stuff, and obviously they're going to continue to enhance it from a consumer perspective. But what I like about some of the things that they're doing is I've got to put my geospatial technologist hat on and say, how can I use this from a professional standpoint? And what I am finding is that if I take some of the imagery and, again, start to overlay some of the things where I could bring this into an application for the geospatial professional or for one of the enterprise applications, I begin to see things where a field service manager technician could be using this stuff, or somebody who's doing retail site selection. And one of the things that they brought up in the TED video was integrating some of the Flickr imagery. And what I was thinking was that if somebody's out in the field collecting imagery and then uploading them to a Flickr, you're building this canvas, or in this case, it could be a professional portfolio of imagery that when you do field service management, or you're putting together like a real estate portfolio of buildings, that this becomes a very, very useful tool and to share with other professionals. Is that something you might think about?
I think you're absolutely right. And I think it's really interesting to point out that Yahoo owns Flickr, and that Microsoft has integrated that imagery, those pictures that people have taken and then uploaded and geocoded in one way or another, which is just an interesting juxtaposition of those two organizations. And there were some notes on a couple of blogs saying, wow, it's too bad Yahoo didn't do this first, since Flickr is its platform. And be that as it may, I think Microsoft has clearly pulled together. A lot of this demo made me feel like this is sort of the kitchen sink demo. We're going to integrate everything we can possibly think of into this single platform, which from one perspective is a bit overwhelming. But from what you just said about, well, let's take it and use it in a particular job task or building a portfolio for a particular project, then it becomes much more interesting. And I think if anything was missing, this presentation was clearly a technology show, right? And in fact, at one point he used the term candy. I'm going to show you some candy.
Right.
Yeah, okay, and that gets people excited. And I think if anything was missing, it was exactly what you're honing in on, which is how does this change the world or change the way we do things or make our lives easier or make our decisions better? That so what sort of aspect of it. And I think what's going to be very interesting now is moving on to that question once we understand what is in this technology kitchen sink that we've got.
And there are a couple other applications out there. One last week or a few weeks ago that was brought to my attention over in the UK, this product called Masternaut, which we will have more information on in a future interview, which was it was specifically built for a field service management technician, and they were building in an augmented reality situation where you would essentially paint different aspects of a job, in this case filling potholes, where a person could take their portable device like a camera, look out onto the street and say, aha, well, the pothole's 10 feet that way. We're beginning to converge a lot of these applications, but what also came to mind was Microsoft is doing this for you. They're building in these little apps. If you went to the apps page, you saw the Twitter maps, you saw the traffic land maps and Hotel Finder, the typical apps you would see in a consumer suite of applications. But my mind went immediately to a professional applications and using things like PhotoSynth, which I don't think people are still using an awful lot of, but could in a professional sense, and then geo-registering them. It just got my mind reeling about some of the applications that we could be using.
Exactly. And instead of having to build your own solution for collecting and uploading the photographs that you take when your field technicians are in the field, it's already there, and it's Flickr, and you already know how to use it because you've been using it for your family photos for umpteen years. So this whole idea of exploding this platform, which is Bing Maps, into this next realm is really there, and I think I'm hopeful that people are getting excited about it, not so much because the technology is cool and sexy and candy, but really getting down to the, well, what can we do if we have this platform?
Well, and just to focus in a little bit for a minute on the crowdsourcing information, if there does become this groundswell of new imagery put out there, just collected by people from whatever means, walking in their cars or whatever, it begins to add into the kind of the body of knowledge, if you will, of other types of things. And if you're a guy who is really ticked off about the pothole in his front yard there in front of his house, he begins to take the picture, upload it immediately, and boom, the Department of Transportation isn't then responsible for collecting the types of things that you normally might think they would.
What Microsoft has really done here is it's already, in a sense, solved that problem, because people have been taking photographs of all kinds of things for a very long time and posting them on Flickr. And now they're immediately integrated into this platform.
Right. And as a sidebar, just to go back to that interesting relationship between Microsoft and Yahoo, it got me thinking, okay, is that relationship getting much more closer than we all realize? And I wonder if they'll go back to that, go back to the opportunity of the acquisition somewhere down the road. The final thing I wanted to bring up was the whole issue of augmented reality, because that was part of the demo. And then what they showed was this embedding of live full motion video into the Bing Maps canvas, and that I'm sure it blew a lot of people's mind away, because we're kind of on that tipping point of the augmented stuff, the real stuff, and bringing it all together in a map canvas. I thought it was a great demo, but I have a little trouble figuring out how we're going to commercialize that or put it into a professional setting.
Well, it certainly was impressive. No question about it. They were using a 4G live feed right out of the Pike Place Market, and it geo-referenced itself right into the visuals that were in Bing Maps. It was really quite something. Now, yeah, we come to this next question of, okay, how do we take advantage of that? And I mean that from a business sense. How do we make money off of it? And also, how does this help us change the world? Question. And I think we have to sort of ask that, because TED, as interesting as it is really about ideas that sort of change the world, big ideas. So I think it's really interesting that Microsoft was selected to give a talk, and I haven't exactly figured out how that process happens, but clearly they do pick the topics and speakers that they think are going to really change things. So it's interesting to me that Microsoft made this very technology sort of talk, which clearly wowed everybody, but didn't connect the how it's going to change the world part. And I think it's worth noting that Jack Dangerman actually spoke at TED as well about geodesign, and that video is not yet up, but I'll be curious to see, you know, what he said and how he said it to that audience in contrast to a traditional geospatial audience. So there's a lot of questions coming out of here, and I have to hand it to Microsoft. This was a great way to launch this update, if you will, to the Bing platform, because it wasn't at a Microsoft event. It wasn't at a traditional event. It was at a let's change the world with ideas kind of event.
Yeah, and you can see that they may be just beginning. They've opened up the doors to a lot of different thought processes, and they've now created a platform that takes it from a variety of levels, and you can begin to see that the technology that is being integrated beyond the typical geospatial functionality that we've been used to seeing, like what they're doing with the Sea Dragon stuff and the photosynth technology, is really changing our minds about how we think of online mapping and what eventually may come of online mapping applications for us in the geospatial world. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Our sponsor, ESRI, would like to provide you with information about ARC Logistics, a complete fleet management solution for creating optimized routes and solving scheduling problems. With ARC Logistics, you can reduce your organization's carbon footprint, cut fuel costs, and lower emissions. To learn more, visit www.esri.com/ARC Logistics. If you'd like to contact us about today's podcast, you can write to us at editors@directionsmag.com or leave us a comment at our comments box, either at Directions or All Points blog. Thanks again for joining us today, and be sure to tell a friend.